The Truth News Network.
Identity politics is poisoning the American well of freedom.
There is an antidote.
It's right here at TNN, Truth News Network. For today's chapter, here's Dan Newman.
So now we're an antidote. Well, we'll take that title if it's necessary to get the truth out. You know what? It seems odd that a long list of politicians and other high-profile individuals have announced their belief of the allegation of sexual assault against Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh. Why does it seem odd? The answer to that lies in another question. What does it take for one to learn the truth of an allegation? That second question is precisely why the founders of the United States demanded a justice system that was built on the fundamental principle they never had the benefit of in their European homeland: innocent until proven guilty. That principle has been in the linchpin of American justice for about 250 years, but its existence and the founders' reasoning for demanding it as a fundamental building block for our country is lost on many today who number themselves among the political elites in American government. Here's what a number of U.S. senators had to say. New York Senator Kirsten Gillibrand offered words of support to Christine Ford, the accuser, during a Tuesday interview with MSNBC's Chris Hayes, telling him simply, "I believe Kavanaugh's accuser." California Senator Kamala Harris, "I believe her," Harris told CBS in a Tuesday interview. "It's a serious matter, and she has the courage to come forward. She has nothing to gain. What does she have to gain?" California Senator Dianne Feinstein, "During every step of this process, I've found every single piece of information from Dr. Christine Blasey Ford eminently credible, sincere, and believable." Hawaii Senator Mazie Hirono, "Not only do these women need to be heard, but they also need to be believed." Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren, "Christine Blasey Ford is brave, deserves to be heard and treated with respect as she raises new questions about Brett Kavanaugh." Senate Judiciary Committee member Richard Blumenthal from Connecticut says, "There needs to be an FBI investigation before the Senate Judiciary Committee's hearing on the accusations against Supreme Court nominee Judge Brett Kavanaugh." And he declared, "I believe the survivor, Dr. Ford." South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham said he'd gladly listen to her story. Quote, "I don't know when she took the polygraph," Graham later said, referring to a lie detector test Ford's lawyer says was administered to her by an FBI agent. Graham continued, "I don't know who paid for it. I don't know when she hired the lawyer, but if you didn't want to go public, why are you buying a polygraph? And why are you hiring a lawyer?" he added. All those things will come out. Of all those senators, what Senator Graham had to say probably makes the most sense. There are dozens of others in Congress who have come out in full support of Dr. Ford's allegation, even before reading the letter in which the allegations were made, or facing Dr. Ford in a Q&A before the Senate Judiciary Committee. How is it possible for anyone to determine guilt or innocence of a person when there is no evidence, either direct or circumstantial? There is no testimony from the accuser or the accused, and there are no corroborating witnesses. Think about that. Before we go any further, it is noteworthy that not one Democrat in Congress has publicly stated disbelief in Dr. Ford's story. Not one. And not one Democrat in Congress has publicly stated support for Kavanaugh's nomination to the Supreme Court before Ford's allegations or since. Not one. Do you think there may be a possible political agenda in all of this? So let's do this. Let's figure something out. How best to determine if someone is telling the truth? I thought it best to bring a small bit of objectivity and knowledge into this political debacle. There are experts among us who professionally conduct such investigations every day. Certainly, hearing from one of those experts could shed some light on the probable upcoming testimony of Dr. Ford. J.J. Newberry was a trained federal agent skilled in the art of deception detection. So when a witness to a shooting sat in front of him and tried to tell him that when she heard gunshots, she didn't look, she just ran, he knew she was lying. How did Newberry reach this conclusion? And it was an accurate conclusion. The answer is by recognizing telltale signs that a person isn't being honest, like inconsistencies in a story, behavior that's different from a person's norm, or too much detail in an explanation. While using these signs to catch a liar takes extensive training and practice, it's no longer only for authorities like Newberry. Now, the average person can become adept at identifying dishonesty, and it's not as hard as you might think. Experts tell WebMD the top 10 ways to let the truth be known. So let's look at WebMD's top 10 ways. Number one, inconsistencies. When you want to know if someone is lying, look for inconsistencies in what they're saying, says Newberry, who was a federal agent for 30 years and a police officer for 5. When the woman he was questioning said she ran and hid after hearing gunshots without looking, Newberry saw the inconsistency immediately. There was something that just didn't fit, says Newberry. She heard gunshots, but she didn't look. I knew that was inconsistent with how a person would respond to a situation like that. So when she wasn't paying attention, he banged on the table. She looked right at him. When a person hears a noise, it's a natural reaction to look toward it, Newberry tells WebMD. I knew she heard those gunshots, looked in the direction from which they came, saw the shooter, and then ran. Sure enough, he was right. Her story was just illogical, he said, and that's what you should look for when you're talking to someone who isn't being truthful. Are there inconsistencies that just don't fit? Tip number two. Ask the unexpected. About 4% of people are accomplished liars, and they can do it well, says Newberry. But because there are no Pinocchio responses to a lie, you have to catch them in it. Sir Walter Scott put it best, "Oh, what a tangled web we weave when first we practice to deceive." But how can you catch a person in his own web of lies? Watch them carefully, says Newberry. And then when they don't expect it, ask them one question that they are not prepared to answer to trip them up. Tip number three, gauge against a baseline. One of the most important indicators of dishonesty is changes in behavior, says Maureen O'Sullivan, a PhD, a professor of psychology at the University of San Francisco. You want to pay attention to someone who is generally anxious but now looks calm, or someone who is generally calm but now looks anxious. The trick, explains O'Sullivan, is to gauge their behavior against a baseline. Is a person's behavior falling away from how they would normally act? If it is, that could mean something is up. Tip number four, look for insincere emotions. Most people can't fake smiles, says O'Sullivan. The timing will be wrong, it will be held too long, or it will be blended with other things. Maybe it will be a combination of an angry face with a smile. You could tell because their lips are smaller and less full than with a sincere smile. These fake emotions are a good indicator that something has gone afoul. Tip number five, pay attention to gut reactions. People say, oh, it was a gut reaction or women's intuition. But what I think they're picking up on are the deviations of true emotions, O'Sullivan tells WebMD. While an average person might not know what it is he's seeing when he thinks someone isn't being honest and attribute his suspicion to instinct, a scientist would be able to pinpoint it exactly. Which leads us to tip number six. Watch for micro expressions. When Joe Schmo has a gut feeling, Paul Ekman, a renowned expert in lie detection, sees micro expressions. A micro expression is a very brief expression, usually about a 25th of a second, that is always a concealed emotion, says Ekman He's a PhD, Professor Emeritus of Psychology at the University of California Medical School in San Francisco. So when a person is acting happy, but in actuality is really upset about something, for instance, his true emotion will be revealed in a subconscious flash of anger on his face. Whether the concealed emotion is fear, anger, happiness, or jealousy, that feeling will appear on the face in the blink of an eye. The trick is to see it. Almost everyone, 99% of those we've tested in about 10,000 people, won't see them, says Ekman. But it can be taught. In fact, in less than an hour, the average person can learn to see micro expressions. Tip number 7, look for contradictions. The general rule is anything that a person does with their voice or their gesture that doesn't fit the words they're saying can indicate a lie, says Ekman. For example, this is going to sound amazing, but it's true. Sometimes when people are lying and saying, yes, she's the one that took the money, they will, without knowing it, make a slight head shake, no. That's a gesture, and it completely contradicts what they're saying in words. These contradictions, explains Ekman, can be between the voice and the words, the gesture and the voice, the gesture and the words, or the face and the words. It's some aspect of demeanor that is contradicting another aspect, said Ekman. Tip number 8, a sense of unease. When someone isn't making eye contact, and that's against how they normally act, it can mean they're not being honest, says Jen Berman, PhD, a psychologist in private practice. They look away, they're sweating, they look uneasy, anything that isn't normal, and indicates anxiety. Tip number 9, too much detail. When you say to someone, oh, where were you? And they say, I went to the store and I needed to get eggs and milk and sugar and I almost hit a dog. I had to go so slow. And on, they're giving you too much detail, says Berman. Too much detail could mean they've put a lot of thought into how they're going to get out of a situation, and they've crafted a complicated lie as a solution. Tip number 10, don't ignore the truth. It's more important to recognize when someone is telling the truth than telling a lie, because people can look like they're lying but be telling truth. Newberry said that. While it sounds confusing, finding the truth buried under a lie can sometimes help find the answer to an important question. Why is a person lying? These 10 truth tips, experts agree, all help detect deception. What they don't do is tell you why a person is lying and what the lie means. Microexpressions don't tell you the reason, says Ekman. They just tell you what the concealed emotion is and that there is an emotion being concealed. When you think someone is lying, you have to either know the person well enough to understand why he or she might lie, or be a people expert. You can see a microexpression, but you have to have more social emotional intelligence on people to use it accurately. That's according to O'Sullivan. You have to be a good judge of people to understand what it means. Wow, some heavy truths there. And we are told again today that Dr. Ford is going to appear before the Senate Judiciary Committee. These top 10 tips on being able to recognize lying, remember, nominee Kavanaugh is also going to appear again. Both of these sworn before they testify before the Senate Judiciary Committee. Keep these 10 things in mind, and if you want to see them in writing, go to the webpage. They're there. You can copy and keep those in front of you if you're going to watch that testimony. It's going to be interesting. Got some more tidbits for you, summary, and some good stuff just ahead. Sit tight at the Truth News Network.
You love chocolate.
Chocolate.
You love M&Ms.
Oh, yes.
But your tastes have grown up, and you're just not wild about super sweet milk chocolate. So you've been avoiding M&M's.
Yeah.
Well, fear no more.
Huh?
M&M's Dark Chocolate to the rescue.
My heroes.
M&M's Dark Chocolate Candies. Available wherever fine candies are sold.
How can we say when you book direct at choicehotels.com, you always get the lowest price in our rooms, guaranteed?
Let's get someone to say it with a really low voice. Carl?
Lowest price guaranteed.
What about the world's lowest limbo stick?
How low can you go?
Nice one, Carl.
Hey, I've got an idea. Just say, bada book, bada boom.
Bada book, bada boom.
Nice.
Always the lowest price guaranteed. Book now at choicehotels.com.
No identity politics, no political elitism. Read and hear the truth, always sourced from facts.
Real truth, real news, TNN, the Truth News Network.
We're discussing the truth today, and we're looking for the truth in the alleged allegations made by Dr. Ford regarding a sexual incident that allegedly occurred 34, 35, 36 years ago, committed by Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh. You know what? Even if one agrees with the steps given above to discern the truth, one thing with Dr. Ford is missing. No one has had even a conversation directly with her, yet alone a face-to-face meeting. Hopefully, that's going to happen next week, we hear. But even if terms of her appearance before the Senate Judiciary Committee are agreed to, and she does testify, it is doubtful any tangible evidence is even available to either confirm or deny her 35-year-old allegation of sexual assault against Brett Kavanaugh. What it will come down to will be conclusions drawn by those in the room about her testimony and that of the nominee, now known as the accused. Here's a summary question. Listen closely to this. How can any American feel any reasonable finding of the truth can result from her testimony? Those senators listed above and dozens of other Democrats in the House and Senate have already made their commitments of belief of her story. It is impossible for anyone to determine that now. Nobody's talked to her. Nobody sat face to face. Nobody's questioned her. And even after Dr. Ford's sworn testimony and that of Judge Kavanaugh, a decision will still be subjective for anyone and everyone. There is no direct evidence. There are no corroborating witnesses. Sadly, even if this whole thing concluded today, there will always be a cloud of suspicion hanging over the head of Brett Kavanaugh. He obviously was given no presumption of innocence by any of those who blindly support his accuser. Those senators above, with the exception of Lindsey Graham, I got to be honest with you. For them to take that position publicly in advance of any of this is idiotic. They are embracing lunacy. Sadly, we may never know if Dr. Ford is telling the truth. Only one person knows an answer, Dr. Ford. And without the ability to read her brain, no other human will ever know for sure. As the clock ticks and the calendar pages turn, it has become more and more obvious to me that our political process is structured totally on political partisanship basis, especially among those on the left. Innocent until proven guilty is actually thrown out the window now when it comes to sexual allegations against Democrats. Think about it. Universally, those among their ranks accused of sexual assault or domestic abuse are immediately considered by their peers as innocent, and before any evidence presented, anything like that, they're exonerated, at least in the minds of their fellow Democrats. Congressman Keith Ellison, right now, Democrat of Minnesota, is the latest Democrat who's been accused of brutal abuse by his former girlfriend. Her accusations include video, audio, sworn testimonies of other, and police reports. Yet Ellison remains in Congress, no DNC investigation underway. And oh, by the way, he's the vice chair of the Democrat Party. Former President Clinton was accused of all types of sexual assault, harassment, as well as rape by multiple women. Think about that. Democrats stood idly by in support of the Democrat president. He was impeached, but not for sex crimes or even alleged sex crimes. He famously committed perjury in sworn testimony in a civil trial. Remember this? I did not have sexual relationships with that woman. That woman was White House intern Monica Lewinsky, and it turned out He was lying. He committed perjury. He survived his impeachment trial in the Senate. And his reward for all of those sexual acts that he committed against those women, his reward was he was elected to a second term as president. It all comes down to this one thing. They don't want the truth. They simply want Democrat power and government wrestled from the grasp of Republicans. And they'll do anything at all to get it. And I mean anything. Anything at all. They do not care if they must lie, cheat, or steal to get it. They also don't care if they denigrate good people. They're in it to win. That's what it's all about for them, folks. They are in it to win. The end justifies the means, and they daily show everybody that's their goal, and that's their methodology. It all comes down to this one thing. They don't want the truth. They just want power back. Will any Democrat change their opinion of Brett Kavanaugh serving on the Supreme Court? That's doubtful. It's hard for Americans to reconcile any elected representative in Congress would even consider making such a critical decision based on anything but factual, verified truth. How can anyone predetermine their vote on the confirmation of Kavanaugh, many making their announcement to vote no on his confirmation before he even stepped foot in front of the Senate Judiciary Committee or started having one-on-one meetings with U.S. senators? How can they do that? The answer to that question came from Jack Nicholson. He's a really great actor. You remember that movie, A Few Good Men? Remember Tom Cruise acting as the defendant's attorney in that military trial? Nicholson's character was on the witness stand. Tom Cruise was badgering the colonel. And he said, "Tell us the truth, Colonel. Tell us the truth." Jack Nicholson's response parrots the feelings of these U.S. senators when Nicholson said this.
"You can't handle the truth."
That's what it's all about, folks. They can't handle the truth. Why can't they handle it? Because they simply don't want to handle the truth. They want it all their way. They want to control the narrative. They want the power. They want to control the lives of we Americans. This thing is just getting started, folks. We've got another full week of this. We're not going to bore you with more opinion and stuff like that. It's all out there. We're going to keep you posted on the truth. That's what we do right here at the Truth News Network. I want to thank you for joining us and being here every day at truthnewsnet.org.
We don't tell you what to think,
but we give you truth to think about. This is TNN, the Truth News Network.
truthnewsnet.org.